Ebola vaccine, why is the new jab so controversial? A debate is raging over proposals that a second vaccine be introduced to fight Ebola in Democratic Republic of Congo, currently in the grip of its worst outbreak. The DR Congo Health Minister, Dr. Ali Lunga, who resigned after being stripped of management of the country's Ebola response, said the current vaccine is the only one that has been proven to be effective. An opposition MP said the new vaccine is untested and it fears people in the country will be used as guinea pigs. Leading health experts say the second vaccine is safe and could be an important tool in holding back the spread of the virus. So what are the concerns and why are they justified? Tried and tested. It has been tested on over 6,000 people and has shown outstanding safety, says Professor Peter Pyatt, a leading expert on Ebola and director of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, which has been involved in evaluating the vaccine developed by pharmaceutical company Johnson & Johnson. Studies have shown that although this drug is still in the experimental phase, it has proven highly effective in tests on the primates, animals genetically close to human. The only way to test its effectiveness as prevention measures for humans is for it to be used in outbreak scenario. This is how the first vaccine by the Merck and Company Drug Company was successfully deployed in Guinea in 2015. It was rolled out for compassionate use, which allows for the use of the unlicensed drug. License can take years or decades to get when no other options are available. But when with authorization from the government of the affected country. World Health Organization data shows the Merck vaccine has a 97.5% efficacy rate for those who are immunized compared to those who are not. The WHO says this vaccine is proven safe and effective against Ebola, but that more testing is still needed for it to be licensed. So we're in a similar place with the new vaccine as we were in 2015 with the current one. There's substantial evidence that it's safe and that it could be effective, but it hasn't been tested on the outbreak and hasn't been licensed. Is there enough vaccine? If there's already a vaccine who has been proven effective against Ebola, why not just roll out more of it? In July, the WHO Emergency Committee said it recognizes the shortage of supply of the Merck vaccine. Dr. Josie Golding of the Wellcome Trust says it's likely there won't be enough of the vaccine to deal with the current outbreak. If so, this would have devastating consequences. We strongly believe that there is an urgent need to deploy and assess the second Ebola vaccine developed by Johnson & Johnson. In the short term, the available doses of the vaccine may be sufficient, but not if the outbreak persists. The Merck drug firm says there is enough vaccine to immunize nearly 500,000 individuals at the current dose and is in the process of producing more. Johnson & Johnson says it has 1.5 million doses of its new vaccine available to be deployed. There are around 10 million people in the two affected provinces combined. The current vaccine is only being given to health workers and the people who might have been exposed to the virus. So if the DR Congo's government wants to roll out immunization across the wider area, it will need more supplies. Does pushing up for the use of new Johnson & Johnson vaccine have proposed using it to create a protective wall, vaccinating people outside the breaking zone? It is hoped this role would prevent the virus from spreading. Community mistrust. The DR Congo government has cited concerns about the complexities of using two vaccines together in a response. It says that there is a risk of creating confusion and then creating mistrust among affected communities.